Hi, Sower Nation. This is Catherine Guerrero from the farm team. And today is Saturday, August 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2025. And it is a Holy Spirit Saturday. It is the day that we get to share stories from our community. And before we begin, I'm going to read our scripture verse that we always read just as a reminder about who the Holy Spirit is to us. It's from Acts chapter 1, verse 8. It says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." And I hope these verses are almost memorized. They're something you can just bring to mind when you're going through your day, knowing that you and me, we all get to be a witness for who Jesus is, and that we have the Holy Spirit that empowers us to do that. And we are winding down the summer. It's wild. In a little over a week, JD is going to be on the Wake Up Call sharing a brand new series titled The Gospels. It's going to be incredible. We have a journal. It's going to be deep and it's fresh and it's going to be fun. You'll probably laugh. You're going to cry. So I'm so excited for it. I know JD's excited for it. He has handpicked a story to share next Saturday that's going to be wonderful to close out the summer series of encouragement. And so, yes, this will be my last Saturday for now. I'll be back. Don't worry. I really, really enjoyed just being with y'all on Saturdays and reading these stories and sharing these stories. My prayer is that you sense the presence of Jesus, the Holy Spirit with you in a fresh way, and that you have courage to just go out and know that you are empowered by the Holy Spirit to do all that He's asked you to do, to pray for people, to tell people about Jesus, to do something maybe out of your normal flow of life. So this story in particular is just sweet and lovely. And I just smiled the whole way through reading it because it's such a good reminder of how Jesus meets us, how the Holy Spirit meets us. And this story comes from Betsy Parrish. She is from Albany, Georgia, born and raised. She still lives there, and she is a mother of three. She's married to Alan, her high school sweetheart. She teaches first grade, and she loves her students. And when she gets a nudge from the Holy Spirit, she likes to write. As you can tell, she's a lovely writer. She's an engaging storyteller, and she has a blog that I've linked up in the email that you can take a look at. And this story is about Holy Spirit meeting Betsy in motherhood during a laundry mishap, a mistake. And for me, it felt very relatable and beautiful, actually. And so I hope that you enjoy this story and you can take a listen to Betsy share it in her own words.
I spend a significant amount of my life washing clothes. With three very active kids, a husband, a dog, and myself, there is never a shortage of laundry to be done. When everyone takes off their clothes, a load is created. The task feels sort of never-ending, but it's rarely mundane. There's always a stain to be tackled, a sock to be hunted down, and puzzles to unwind when the kids manage to take their socks, underwear, and pants off all in one matrix of a piece. Surely that's a talent that could take them places one day. No? The kids and my husband, Alan, all love to goad me in the dominion of my laundry doings. Let's just say I run a tight laundry room. It's actually my little sanctuary where you can find me often. And sometimes with my cell phone propped and listening to a wake-up call, music, or some other Instagram reel as I'm scrubbing and sorting and folding and hanging dry. There are so many nuances in laundry, but everything must get clean and smell fresh and be white and bright and not shrink. Am I right, ladies? Those jeans condense every single time. And it's nothing to do with the Nutella jar emptying on my pantry shelf. In my haste one day, I threw a mixed load into the washer tub and started it up. After singing the siren song, my joke that that noise may be a soundtrack in hell, indicating the cycle was finished, I threw the soggy, wet pile into the dryer without care and started it. I heard the dryer cycle signal, which is the second song on a loop in the place I'm not going, but I didn't rush to grab the clothes because the laundry does not own me. Later that night, as I was folding said load, I noticed that my oldest daughter's favorite article of clothing had large blue stains all over it. Upon further investigation, I found the culprit. A brand new pair of navy terry cloth shorts of my other daughter's had been mixed in the load, all pressed up together in the dark, cavernous washer. The navy shorts bled onto the solid white onesie and ruined it. Side note of importance. The onesie is my 16-year-old's, and if you have a girl around that age, you know, and if not, just imagine a large sheet sewn all along the edges but with leg holes and armholes that cost an arm and a leg, and that's it. They're very on trend, and I can't make it make sense, but now you know. I knew that this was not going to bode well when the news broke, and I had a newfound mission. Out, out, darn spot. Over the course of a couple of days, I arm wrestled the spots all over the outfit. I tried every trick in my book, and I have many if you ever need any tips. And those spots meant they were there to stay. They didn't flinch in my large laundry arsenal, and I was running out of ideas. When I fessed up to my oldest daughter that her onesie would now be better suited as a car wash rag, she was not thrilled, to say the least. A little blame was cast around on me. How dare she question my cleaning prowess? The sister and her pair of shorts? By me? Why, didn't y'all pay attention when you threw your clothes in the basket and separate them? Blah, blah, blah. Bullets hurled from our mouths. And now stains weren't just on the onesie, but on our hearts as well. It was messy. Of course, the rest of the day's tone was sort of set. There was arguing and discord, and the whole house was rattled by the war that raged within our walls over a single article of clothing. The dog laid low with his tail tucked, and the fellows of our house found the nearby golf course to serve as an evacuation zone to avoid the shrapnel. I found myself back in the laundry room, steaming, and not from the iron. I grabbed the bottle of bleach and, as a last-ditch effort, doused the garment and scrubbed with a toothbrush. I could see white splotches popping up where it looked like the dye was disappearing ink, and I really didn't care at that point. I am ashamed of my childlike behavior. I'm working on it. I hurled the garment into the drum of the washer and added more bleach to the reservoir along with washing soap. I started the cycle entitled Bright Whites and left it be. I heard the washer call later, but I did not answer because I was still big mad and in my feelings. That ruined onesie could wait. The smoke had cleared by nightfall, and as I was preparing for bed, I decided to grab the romper to throw into the dryer so it wouldn't stink up my washer. As I pulled it out, I was flabbergasted. Yeah, by laundry. There wasn't a single stain on that piece of clothing, and no evidence that bleach had ruined any part of the dye on it. It was cleansed, white as snow. Okay, not white white, more candlelight white, but still, I hope you're getting my connection. As my skin tingled with the Holy Spirit's presence in the sanctuary of my laundry room, I knew who it was that ordained the cleansing. And it wasn't just the silly little outfit, but it was just the silly little outfit too. Who knew a washing machine would serve as an altar and cold tile as a kneeling bench? Jesus sees it all. He cares about it all, even laundry, my friends. And he has paid it all, and all to him I owe. Sin had left a navy blue stain, and he washed it white as snow. Thanks be to God.
All right. I hope you guys enjoyed this story. Oh man, I need the reminder all the time that the Lord cares about everything. Even our mistakes and meeting us in our laundry. And funny enough, one of the things I was reminded of as I listened to this story is I was thinking of Practicing the Presence of God by Brother Lawrence. And he talks about just being in the presence of the Lord while he's washing dishes, while he's just going about his everyday life, and how in the midst of his everyday life, he developed just a keen sense of the Holy Spirit, of the presence of God. And I think this story is such a good reminder of how we can really discipline ourselves to just be in communion with the Lord and listening to the Holy Spirit, and that he cares about even the littlest of things. So I have a prayer and then some ways you can just journal a little bit more. But the prayer is, Lord, thank you for reminding us today that you care about every single detail of our lives. You are with us in every moment and never leave our side. You never leave us. You never forsake us. We praise you for meeting us in the extraordinary and the mundane, simple and the complex. And you show us your love and attention to detail. We commit today to you. Cook with us, clean with us, do our laundry with us. We need you in every moment and cherish your presence. Praying in the name of Jesus. Amen. And just a way that you can journal, I just thought of maybe take a moment and pull out your journal and write out some detailed ways that God has shown up for you, whether it's recently or even in the past, big or small. I say detailed because he really is in the details of our lives and cares about those things. And so I encourage you to do that, and then ask the Holy Spirit what he might have to say about the list and how he meets you each day and how he sees you. And I just sense to open yourself up to hear from him and hear how much he loves you. So I hope that invitation to journal really, really takes you on a journey today with the Holy Spirit into a deeper knowing of who he is and allowing him to show you how much he knows you and how well he knows you. And as I close off today, I am going to sing Sanctuary twice through. So please sing it from the bottom of your heart with me. Sing it from the depths of your soul, and let's begin. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Thank you for joining me today. Even though we're wrapping up our summer series of encouragement and our Holy Spirit stories for a minute, please continue to share. I go through all of them. We go back in our archives, and we are going to be doing more Holy Spirit stories soon. So please share anything that happens. We love getting your stories. I love reading them. And I bless your Saturday. Chat soon.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.